Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
Fashion Week has officially wrapped up, and our fashionista Andy Page was there, and she's going to tell us exactly what is hot this fashion fall year. Hi, Andy.
Good morning. Well, there's a lot to say about what's hot. The truth of the matter is if you like any style from any generation, you can find a designer to fulfill the bill. But the one trend that I wanted to specifically talk about this morning was something I found very interesting. It was how to extend the life of your summer clothes into fall, because we're experiencing that right now. You know, we all feel a little autumnal. Football season has started. You know, that we have put Labor Day to rest, but yet it's still, like, hot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the one thing that all fashionistas were doing last week at Fashion Week is they were adding fall accessories, and quite specifically, the felt fedora to their summer clothes. So the felt fedora. Do you know about the floppy hat? Have you seen any of these, Brooke?
I saw the pictures that you sent and that are on your Pinterest page. I'm one of those people. I don't look good in hats.
I don't believe that for one second. Really?
True. It's true.
I can't imagine that you don't look good in anything, hot mama. But, well, this was the number one trend. And, you know, hats have been around now they've been coming back slowly. But this year, I mean, it was unbelievable. Everybody was doing this. So, you know, you wear darker colored clothes that are still summer-like. So summer dresses in darker colors, you know, but still lighter fabrics. And then you simply, you know, add a boot or a booty, a felt hat, and a fall bag, and it was how you were extending the life of your summer things. But the felt hat is a great, I mean, I love hats, and I have a hard time believing you don't look good in anything, but I love hats because, you know, I'm someone who only likes to wash my hair a couple of times a week. So I usually plan at least once a week to wear some kind of hat just so I can extend my hairdo.
Ah-ha.
So I especially love that. And then, you know, you can find a felt fedora at, you know, a big box store like Target, or you can, you know, for $10 to $15, or you can find them for, you know, several hundred at higher end stores. So it doesn't have to be a huge investment, but it is a huge dose of style. And they were showing fedoras with, like, full length lace gowns and wedding dresses. Not kidding.
What?
Yeah, not kidding. So the hat is definitely a very easy, accessible thing that we can all add to any wardrobe, to any outfit, and it's an immediate update.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, on everybody else.
Come on.
Well, you know, a couple of seasons ago, I talked to you about the beanie. Do you like the beanie?
I don't wear them either. I don't.
What do you do in the Michigan cold when your head's all exposed?
Earmuffs. It's true.
Okay. Well, for everyone but Brooke, this is a fantastic idea. And like I said, you can get it at almost any price point. So it's just a fun, inexpensive way to, you know, try something new for the fall season.
Do not get me wrong. I love the look. Seriously. I look at these pictures and I think, oh, that would look so cute. And then I put it on and I feel like Dumbo or something.
Dumbo? Come on.
So, but it's really cute. I really appreciate your expertise.
Well, thank you, Brooke. Well, for more, you know, ideas like this, please, you're talking about pictures that I've posted to my Pinterest page, so I encourage you all to go to my Pinterest page. Of course, you can pick up my book Style on a Shoestring, and also follow me or head over to my website, pinterestystyle.com.
The stuff of the fedoras, have you seen the show Agent Carter?
No, what is that?
It's a show that's from the Marvel superhero comic thing.
Oh, yes. I've heard about it. Yes,
but all the fashion is from, like, the late 30s, early 40s.
Oh, my gosh. I love that era.
So the main character is, she's totally rocking the look you're talking about.
Well, like I said, you know, if you love almost any fashion from the past 100 years, you can find a designer interpreting it. The days of, you know, strong trends that, you know, apply to very specific things are over. You can find any length skirt. You can find any type of pant. You can find any type of fabric. I mean, truly, trends are almost the things of the past. It's you can find almost anything that you love. So if you love the 30s and 40s, you can absolutely find clothes out there to fit that bill.
Cool. It's nice to know that there's something for everyone.
Yes, of course there is. Of course there is. And social media has played a lot into that. No longer are designers really, you know, kind of designing from inspiration. They're designing from direction. People can tell designers directly now what they like and don't like, and you will see it resulted, you know, in the runway next season.
It's crazy.
So it's pretty interesting how fashion is changing.
Yeah.
Or
good
not.
Stuff, or not, right?
Exactly. Okay, guys, I hope you have a fantastic week. I look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds good.
Okay, big sugar.
All right,
now.
Have fun.
Bye.